This is Bird Note. It's the tail end of summer, and the Wilson's warblers had a busy few months. In May, courtship and nesting reached full swing. The tiny yellow birds made their homes amidst dense thickets in the humid and boreal coastal forests of northern North America. By early August, those forests were alive with flashes of yellow. Despite the attentions of predators and the vagaries of weather, many adult pairs have raised their four young, which flit and flicker amidst the undergrowth. Young male warblers, fledged in June or July, have been learning their father's songs all summer. Next spring, they will sing these songs too. By early September, perhaps after one last afternoon dip in a local puddle, Wilson's warblers will begin their migratory trek south. Flying after dark to avoid predators, feeding in cover during the day, these tiny birds are bound for Belize, where many will find a winter home in a coffee plantation. So, if you're a coffee drinker, and you choose to buy shade-grown coffee, you're helping to preserve the wintering grounds of this bird and many others. Thank you. Learn more at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Travel to Cuba with BirdNote and Earthbound Expeditions. Join us on a unique trip to experience the culture, history, and birds of this vibrant island, October 18th through 26th, 2014. Spots are limited. Learn more about BirdNote's Cuba trip at www.birdnote.org.